Podcast ini ditajukan oleh Calm Apparels, sebuah perusahaan busana. Anda dapat menemukan pelbagai pilihan busana seperti oversize t-shirt, hoodie, jersey, tote bag dan banyak lagi. Jangan lepaskan peluang untuk mendapatkan produk berkualiti dan bermutu tinggi. Untuk mendapatkan produk-produk dari Calm Apparels, sila kunjungi aplikasi Instagram mereka.
Ya, Lisa.
Yes.
Kau tahu kan yang aku ada this upcoming event kan?
Okay.
Kau ada any recommendation on beverages tak yang aku boleh cater for aku pergi event?
Beverages aku tu. Kau boleh try A1 Cendol and Durian. Aku pernah try, sedap gila rasa.
Oh, serius lah?
Serius.
Kat mana lah tempat dia?
Oh, tak salah aku. Tampines Street 81. Blok 822.
Oh, serius lah? Since kita kat Tampines ni, jom lah kita, apa ni, kau ikut aku.
Okay.
Ya, aku please lah, aku belanja kau. Kau ikut aku belanja kau.
Serius?
Yes.
Sekarang? Okay, jom lah.
Okay, jom.
Okay, set.
Assalamualaikum. Selamat malam pada malam ini. Aku KJ.
Assalamualaikum. Saya BJ.
Saya AJ.
And away are they? One Kind Clan. Okay, malam ni kita short of manpower.
Ya, kita punya striker hilang lah.
Betul. Dia bukan tekong ke dia? Tekong kan dia?
Tutik. Dia killer tu.
Killer.
Tu titik kau.
Okay. Okay, so malam ni kita tak ada JJ. Sebab dia ada urusan peribadi. So, maaf lah kalau tak ada kurang
JJ yang... Matau kita ada peminat-peminat JJ dalam show ni kan.
Betul.
Fans, yeah. Followers.
So, pada malam ni kita ada tetamu undangan.
Tetamus.
Yang cukup special.
Yeah.
Beliau adalah... mereka adalah seorang yang bukan seorang adalah you know
kumpulan
a team of
team of ducks bukan
teams of kelapas
kelapa ni semua lah.
Yeah. So hari ni jarang ada 3 orang. Mm-hmm. Ali jarang yang turun adalah 3 orang.
Mm-hmm.
Jarang one of your members is overseas right?
I believe. Yes.
Dah dengar suara orang kan? Tapi nantikan.
So without further ado, aku nak juga shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah.
So podcast ni ditajakan khas oleh A1 Cendol and Durian. Richness worth for second cup. Hashtag Cendol and
Fruit Smoothie.
Aku terplay out. Sekali. Hashtag Cendol and Fruit Smoothie.
Kita kena
practice lah.
Ini baru first time.
Actually,
dia lah yang sponsor.
Sponsor kita dah hafal dah.
Betul.
Tutup mata, tutup hidung semua boleh cakap.
Yes. So ini kita punya first time with our second penaja.
Penaja yang kedua lah.
Yep. Yang kedua dalam tahun baru ni lah.
Yes,
correct. Tahun Rabu.
Tahun baru.
Oh, baru. Aku
tahun dengar, Rabu.
Aku dengar Rabu.
Barulah.
Rabu lah.
Bolehlah Rabu.
Nanti kita check it out lagi.
Yeah.
So, mari kita...
Sama-sama maju ke hadapan.
Masuk air. So, mari kita sama-sama kita...
Memperkenalkan. Kelapa-kelapa.
Tetamu undangan kita, iaitu...
Coconut.
Pokas.
Yeah. Sila. Perkenalkan diri anda.
Ya, siapa bro?
Nama saya Fidaus Nasir.
Mm-hmm.
My name is DJ Seng.
Irudin Bidin. And we are from
Coconut Podcast.
Nice.
DJ can come out okay. Yeah.
Hari ni kita charge coffee lah.
Dia nama DJ Seng. Tapi muka Halim sih. Betul. Aku tak tahu ada Melayu ke tak.
Portuguese bro.
Portuguese lah.
Dia Ronaldo dengan dia ada kena mengena tak
betul. Oh, Ronaldo your nephew ah?
Tak ada.
Ronaldo dah sepak dah jauh.
Eh, sabar. Kita ada sponsor.
Oh yeah.
Sponsor pun hantar barang tu. Kapal dah sampai.
Barang dah load kan.
Waiter.
Siap.
Waiter.
Siap.
Alright. Ini dia.
Ni ni kalau apa pasal dia sponsor punya nama?
A1 Cendol and Durian.
A1 Cendol and Durian. Kalau nak sponsor Coconut Dex pun sila lah. Eh baik.
Ni korang pilih sendiri lah.
Okay boleh.
Ni korang pilih sendiri.
Apa-apa. Siapa yang tadi aku dengar tak boleh kena durian ke?
No durian.
So, yang ujung sana durian. Yang ini is cream strawberry. Corn.
Dia kalau durian.
Eh tak, this one is longan.
Longan eh?
Ha, dia lychee.
Yang ini kau kasi aku durian. Durian.
Yang strawberry.
Nah, strawberry you
take. I think this one is lychee. Sorry guys. Aku tengah batuk-batuk lah.
So, show them lah.
The, yeah.
Sampai
so,
it's only serving straw
letak
sendiri
A1 Cendol Durian. Tapi
ni boleh kasih 4 star je lah.
Next time cucuk, can, kan. You know where to get us.
Okay, so guys, for the guests also, for the listeners, A1 Cendol and Durian located in Tampines. So it's at Block 822 Tampines Street 81. The unit number
01186.
Available
on
Grab. Yes. Even DM the IG if you want to request a pre-order. Then if it's above certain, I think $100, then it's free delivery. But if example, kalau below than that, you have 5 cups, they can do for you. The only thing is the trip from their store to your location, you have to cover. It's either by Grab or Lala Move.
Okay, let me share with you guys a bit about the menu lah. Diorang ada eh. Okay, they have their special signature A1 Penang Cendol. D24 Durian. Mount Sangwang Durian. D24 Durian. Mango. Cookies and Cream. Vanilla. Corn Flakes. Mount Sangwang Durian with Avocado. D24 Durian Cendol. Mount Sangwang Durian Cendol. Avocado. Avocado Gula. Coconut. Coconut avocado, fruit paradise, creamy corn.
Jadi end of the day dia punya menu semua ada coconut lah.
Not all.
Dia ada.
Jadi dia orang pun nak kena datang sponsor kita juga.
So selit.
But the good thing about this A1 Cendol and Durian, the extract is
pure. There's no preservative.
Extract from the fruit itself. They not using like piece atau the it's already preserved.
It's from the fruit itself.
It's original
yeah. Fruit.
So that's why the taste.
Tak ada black market ni.
Tak ada.
Dia minum mata terputih.
Mata putih hantu bo.
Biar mata putih jangan putih tulang.
Itu lagu tu.
Pernah dengar.
Lagu tu.
So kalau korang juga boring kan, tak nak fruit, tak nak durian apa kan. Dia ada coffee juga.
Ada like hazelnut cream
roasted Irish caramel, hazelnut cappuccino, dia ada juga. So if you guys around Tampines, korang boleh check it out lah.
Pasir Ris.
Dekat kan. Aku daripada North pun pergi.
Janji Grab ada.
Betul. I fast lah. Harbourfront tu Belanga.
Wow.
Boleh.
As long got Grab.
Memang buat Fidawah sekali.
Boleh. Singapore kecil. Tak ada hal.
Interest you guys. I mean, how you guys form up this coconut podcast.
Coconut.
Okay.
Maybe TJ can.
I think we met up through Fuel Grade. Then from there, I psycho my friend Hydrodin to be on board on Fuel Grade. So he went on board. Then
kena
I met.
Kena scam.
So after that, we met at Fidawas was at Suntec. Also through Fuel Grade also.
The office lah.
Gathering. So from there we click. Then they had an outing in KL. So it's like they say, okay lah, come on, let's go KL. There's another office there, Unicity. So we had another. So from there, we actually we're supposed to be with the group. You know, us being guys, so we just stray away from the group. I'll say, Fidel say got something on. Then what
will you do? When the KL punya trip tu, aku ni macam anak tiri. Betul lah. So they actually dah ada tempat tinggal at KL, the Airbnb, right? So I felt that should I say this?
Just say lah.
Airbnb. So aku feel that dorang macam ada how many people lah? That
16
way?
Over guests.
16 over people to stay at one Airbnb.
16 over people lah?
Yeah. It's all the Figrate members lah.
Okay.
So Figrate is about this product that we are doing. Kalau korang dengar kat
TikTok sekarang tu product one practice sekarang is super high. Okay, so we have another office at KL, so there's a event there. Event tu like I said, aku macam anak tiri that time. So I feel that 16 orang cram, aku dah badan dah cute, nak tinggal. So eventually my brother orang sana. So I told him, hey, can we use our family punya macam Airbnb jugalah. So aku pun tak tahu yang Airbnb yang my brother punya tu kat Sheraton.
Alright.
So dengan aku kesian dengan TJ dengan we have plans things lah. I told them let's get out, get away from them, go to the place yang tempat aku dapat tinggal lah. Mandi sana sampai suara dalam kalimera tertinggal.
Apa suara dalam kalimera
itu suara kalimera daripada episod 1 sampai kita punya kadang episod dia punya cerita sambung.
Kerana tu suara dalam mira kan dah bawa kuat sampai episod.
Betul. Sampai kat sini juga
sampai kat sini juga.
So ada bawa
ada pakai
left over there. I think
dia siap belum lagi hantar.
Belum. So from there we discuss lah because I know a bit about podcast. And then I told them is something that kita boleh meluahkan perasaan lah, pasal kita tiga orang ni actually banyak perasaan sangat.
Wow.
Then also we will think about business, how we can do this as a business partner lah. Yes. Of course, with the ideas from TJ, he's very good at sourcing things like our merch or that dengan baju yang kita pakai ni. Of course, Dan is our treasurer lah. Our treasurer, the one that most of it he will give us angle of how to do the business. Podcast, kita buat podcast is just not about podcast. It's one thing is that we share, we don't touch on politics. Okay, we don't like to touch on politics. What Coconut Dad's podcast is all about reality that laymen are facing, everything like divorce, like monetary, a lot of things that we share lah. That is all what is Coconut Dad's or Coconut Podcast. Kita baru upgrade dia pasal kita got a new member Murni. Dia tengah ada bike competition.
Aku tak tahu dia main bike. Basikal ke atau dia bawa tu basikal.
Aku tak tahu dia main
dah boleh cakap.
Aku takut dia tolak je basikal tu kan.
Bike apa yang
electric bike
dia main trail.
Trail lah.
Fat bike.
Oh nice.
Saya long time naik basikal saya.
You know ride bicycle or not?
This car bicycle like you.
No, I got the four wheeler.
Four wheeler.
Cling.
Oh, so Murni is your
our newest members.
How you guys get in contact with Murni?
Through Fidaus.
Murni was my senior back then during IT.
Your senior.
So we were from a drama club yang aku terpaksa kena masuk. Because I was super lazy lah back then. Aku malas nak belajar. So aku dapat opportunity to excel my studies.
Belajar so, okay,
IT tak, IT lagi lama sikit. Ni budak-budak ni tak tahu.
Okay,
IT pasir panjang.
Pasir panjang.
Okay.
Diorang tahu tau IT pasir panjang.
Sebab diorang tua.
Kau ngajar.
Kau tanya apa-apa budak bawah 25 macam aku. Kan bawah 25. Diorang tak tahu.
Aku yang bawah 25 umur kau. Dah nak masuk berapa sen?
25. Kau potong EPH, Sunday, birthday, lepas tu ada leave.
Oh macam gitu kena potong hari
Oh, kira kan aku salah kira lah selama ni.
Orang salah kira. Kau punya format tu salah.
Dalam setahun dia cuma 200 hari ya betul.
Tak, dia kurang lagi. Discount.
Okay.
Hari ya dia pakai kalender daya.
Dia sendiri macam daya.
This calendar prison. You know prison right? They got remission.
Today kan half day. Terus Sunday tak not working.
Okay.
So
Monday tu hari dia lah.
Then birthday extra 2 days specially.
Kerja melampau. So I know Muni from there. That's where we invite her to one of our episodes about Gen Z and
millennials
punya episode. So from there, the three of us decide. I think we need Din voice out to us that I think we need another team members to make it more hype, because any podcast without girls, it's not a podcast. to us. Yeah, to me, kita nak.
Kawan Gekas.
Gekas. Boleh. Din dengan aku boleh jadi kadang-kadang.
The hype tak hype aja.
Dia hype after.
Okay. So far korang punya, aku nak cakap sikit lah about korang punya apa ni? Content in Spotify. Gila babi eh.
Babi tu gila.
Because aku nampak apa tau, B2B.
Aku dengar tu dia punya favourite.
And then ada Bedroom XXX.
Tu Bedroom XXX tu actually is an accidental.
Ini online XXX.
That accidental. Pasal aku when I do the podcast, right, I always let them warm up.
Okay.
Kasih warm up or that. And without them knowing, I record it down.
So, wow.
Tu tak apa. Murni pun sekaki, TJ sekaki, Dan sekaki. Dia aku dekat tepi tu aku tengokkan diorang. Wah, ni show sampai kahak lah apa.
So basically, during that time, dia tengah set up. So kita tengah warm up lah. Dia cakap, okay korang warm up. Just test lah apa korang nak berbual kan. So I was talking to Murni, kita talking about this divorce rate, which you can follow us lah. You listen. So sekali tengah berbual, terus suddenly we were talking about this bedroom thing lah.
Yeah.
So just semua unleash lah suddenly. Wow. Kita talk and without knowing that he was recording. Lepas dia dah habis, aku record korang. Aku cakap, alamak, mampus, siapa mana? Tak apa, it's okay. Tapi korang really funny lah.
And it's Murni say hi. Huh? We are live.
Hi.
Kau dah pancit eh?
Ni bukan Cikgu Murni eh?
Bukan. Dia lagi baik daripada Cikgu Murni.
And the episode for Bedroom XXX, it's paid, right?
It's paid. You want to listen because it's super lucha. Super lucha that until
kira dia punya grafik dia.
Can even when you listen that. There's one part Murni and they was talking about it. And aku sendiri yang dengar, yang tengah buat editing, was like, ini dah macam, ada macam, apa tu?
Storytelling itu.
Storytelling itu.
Dah macam soft point lah.
Bukan soft point. Dia dah macam yang, that website yang ada, yang apa tikus tu?
Hamster.
Okay. Dah jarak ke situ kan. Aku cakap, this one have to really.
Apa tu? Magic lah. Magic lah.
Apa? Oh, you know what? Aku cakap lah, ex-hamster.
Kan? Ex-hamster,
you want to sponsor.
This is that tahap ke situ lah. Aku cakap,
this one. The level of content.
The content is already there. Aku takut. Dia kena cancel.
No worries. It is good content, aku believe.
It's because of one tissue.
It's because of one tissue. Ni Murni lah ni. Dia yang bring up. Tissue apa eh?
Magic tissue.
Aku nak tahu tak pasal apa magic tissue?
Tahu lah.
Aku tak tahu.
So dia cakap dia tak tahu. Tak tahulah dia tahu ke tak.
Aku pun tak tahu.
Terus join lah. Aku tak tahu lah.
Okay, terus terang. Aku pun tak tahu.
Magic tissue yang wet tissue lah.
Tak tahu.
Dia wet tissue.
Magic tissue yang warna hitam tu.
Wet tissue.
Dari muka dia aku dah tahu. Dah, dia kalau collab, dia terus kering.
Kedai mama dulu selalu jual.
Janganlah kat bibir ya.
What? Kedai mama dulu selalu jual. Iya ke?
Cameraman lost. Apa tu?
Seriously, aku tak tahu apa benda.
Either paket merah atau paket hitam.
Hitam yang hot favourite. Aduh, ada paket merah.
Murni cakap dia tak tahu.
Aku tak tahu really.
Aduh.
Paket merah dengan paket hitam. Tadi soalan merah.
Itu saudara Mila agent satu cerita. Kalau Din
sampai kat sini saya baru
nampak. Nampak dah sampai kat podcast orang Din.
Podcast saya nak bawa
every podcast you go ever have as well. Someone he did a post. The post
that was we talk about the what we want to do the video. But
the punya I mean sorry terbahak sikit. Bedroom XXX ni. Macam mana dia punya orang panggil dia punya crowd, I mean banyak orang dengar
audience tak? Dia punya audience dia macam mana?
Okay, to be frank pasal I think we are quite new. Okay, orang a bit skeptical macam alah baru habis nak kena bayar nak dengar. Tak ramai, tapi aku ada release a few like macam closest friend or that kena betul dengar. Ni main dia dengar kan? ni gila babi saya ni. Mesti nak kena saya ni. Okay, wah, dia kalau tak ni, just miss something lah. Because there will be a point of time before, kerana kita be working with a new sponsor. InsyaAllah, dengan kehendak Allah tu, we will get our own studio soon lah.
InsyaAllah.
Amin.
So when studio. We get that studio, maybe right then, I'm so sorry, I have to release that to public.
I don't mind.
Hey, gini. Tapi dia ni, dia kira kan laki terakhir kat Singapura ni lah. Dan apa-apa, ya, Mami Dragon suruh aku buat benda. Tak pergi lah, dia pergi. Kita faham. Kita faham. Okay. Because Din wife and TJ wife is really big supporters of what we are doing lah.
Alright.
Yeah, their wife of course bila kita ada partners ada that really support what we are doing. Of course, they are always the first for us lah. Insyaallah.
Alhamdulillah.
But I'm really proud of you guys because korang berani nak buka this type of topics tau.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it's like normal.
Yeah, we never.
Because our idea of podcast is, you know,
dekat sikit.
When orang berbual sebab, okay, that when the point of time kita tengah berbual pasal that topic when recording, most podcaster was doing more about the politics side of certain stuff. So, when we set up, kita tak nak berbual pasal ni politics lah. Sebab politics ni kita berbual pun, kadang podcaster yang, ni maaf cakap lah, podcaster berbual, satu benda pun dia tak dia faham ke apa. So dia just berbual just to get into the hype. So I want to move away from that. So we say that we talk, so we were talking about this divorce rate lah. Why couple cheat. So then suddenly this sex thing just came in. Then terus Mudi pula cucuk, aku pula terus hidup lah. Terus tak berbual-bual. And aku tak tahu I was the center of this thing.
So kalau
aku dorang kira kan, aku the one doing a lot of
bahan
talks lah.
Bahan lah, kena jadi bahan lah.
Tak, aku yang berbual lah cerita. Aku yang banyak keluarkan cerita. Dorang cucuk lah. Sekarang kasi aku hype lah. Kira kan panas kan, dorang kipas. So kalau next punya time kau nampak bila benda ni release free, kau nampak aku dah tak ada lagi, kau tahu lah. Aku dah hilang lah.
Kena band.
Dah tukar nama. Jadi kukui.
But okay. Another question. How do you guys, the three of you, with Muni, how can you get comfortable talking about this kind of thing?
Knowing that, again, knowing that korang ni stranger actually.
Muni, when I saw her, I just treat her like another brother.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Bra.
So basically, you don't see her as a female. You just see her like another brother lah.
Straight forward. The first time when I saw Moni, terus kan when we start talking, then we start joke around. Terus kan ada serius ni aku cakap kau. Kau aku tengok dah macam brother lah. So kalau kau punya level of joke, kau boleh take dengan aku, aku boleh click dengan kau. So from there we start joking around, then click lah. And dalam mata kita is dia bukan bro. Maaf cakap dia, jangan marah nanti kau jatuh basikal. The idea is kita tengok dia as one of the brothers. So from there kau tak ada fikiran apa-apa lah. Sebab kadang-kadang when you start to differentiate lelaki perempuan, takut ni takut tu. So kita cakap dia straight forward, kita punya level of joke around is this. Kalau kau tak boleh, maybe off camera kapan nanti you tell us lah. So kita tak nak spoil everything on bila kita mulai.
Kerja airport ke?
Yes. Dia kerja airport.
Oh, aku kenal ni.
Tapi dia memang gerik lah. Macam belanja
Daripada time sekolah sampai sekarang, she's never changed.
So bila you kurang tanya kita kan, macam kita boleh berbual macam gini. There'll be a point of time macam kurang will kenal orang yang memang kurang macam first time. Macam aku dengan Fir, aku baru kenal kira 6 months lah.
6 months?
Around 6, no, less than that. Around 4 months. Aku baru kenal dia 4 months tau. So, but because we are at a certain age, then we got family, we got kids. So, kita boleh relate. And then when you relate, dari kadang-kadang bila berbual, kau boleh tahu, oh, dia ni as frequency sama. So, when you frequency sama, mesti kau test juga. Kadang-kadang start ajak gurau-gurau, cocok sana, cocok sini. So, dia pun boleh, dia pun start cocok-cocok. Cakap, okay, ni kaki girik. So, from there, kau tengok, oh, bonding. Oh, okay, kira-kadang dia ni boleh ajak gurau. Okay lah, klik lah. So, is sometimes about macam mana kau tengok orang tu. Kadang-kadang ada orang luar gerik-gerik, tapi bila belakang macam tak boleh terima tu, tak boleh terima ni. So for me, terus from there kita click, okay lah, terus all the way lah, kita go from there.
Nice.
Dalam group tak ada orang koyak lah.
Tak ada yang koyak lah.
Oh, memang ada lah.
I mean we have lah.
We have. Kita I dengan TJ selalu hebat.
Sometimes we cannot agree to disagree. Then he like, how you say, alamak, di budak ego again. Then I would just tell him, I say, let him bitch lah, let him talk lah, let him
bark. In the group before Muni, Winnie, I'm the person that when come to doing business, I'm the person that, tak boleh, mahal sangat. Tak boleh TJ, we have to go this. Tak boleh TJ, because TJ is the one introducing things.
Alright.
Then, tak boleh TJ, then he, of course, dia akan get frustrated. Aku dah penat-penat gini kan. Tapi DJ, aku punya pasal lah. DJ yang
tengah. So, you can get cheaper profile lah. For me, cheaper.
Ni korang boleh cakap, senang cakap. Satu anjing, satu kucing. Aku yang manusia. Aku settle di dua lah.
Aku yang kau yang hamster?
Apun.
Itu yang bayar punya, bayar punya. Yang bayar baru hamster.
Dah bayar ke belum? Dah bayar boleh panggil hamster.
So, nanti. Of course, aku ni.
Boleh.
Aku bayar.
Hamster pun.
Nanti baru tahu. Tak
boleh. Tadi baru dia sebut.
Cakap je X-Hamster. Senang.
X-Hamster.
X-Hamster apa?
Dia tak tahu.
X-Hamster.
Porn.
Porn.
Serius lah. That episode is that until that porn level. Serius. Aku dengar lah. Ini dah rabat. Saya ni tak boleh.
Aku pun tak perasan. Just bawa. Terus one thing move on to another. So, diorang start jojo. Aku pun, okay lah. Sini abang. I didn't expect dia tengah record. Dia tengah gerik berkaki. Takkan kau nak potong steam?
Yeah.
Kita berbual lah. Terus diorang asyik. Lepas tu aku perasan macam asal aku je yang macam berbual-bual kan. Lepas tu diorang
rancat tu diorang. Berbual.
Cucuk. Terus tengok dia tu. Dengan dia punya, dengan recording kan. Dia gini-gini. Cakap mampus ni. Dia orang nak record.
Kesian.
Pandai kan. Bagus.
But all this content.
Yes.
Dia dah dapat dia punya kira. Kira bila time diorang tengah berbual rancak tu kan. Dia dah dapat cakap. Oh ni ada chance ni. Ni ada chance for maybe a paid punya. Atau exclusive punya talk lah kan. Lagi dah tiga orang berbual dia pula yang kena cocok. Dia lagi, juga yang hype.
Lagi TJ ni dia kalau tahu benda tu tak recording. Dia punya setan keluar tu.
Kan tengok dia senyap. Selalunya orang selalu bila kita first
yang senyap dulu
podcast orang semua cakap dia nganti dia dengan Fidaus ke potong TJ. TJ sik senyap. Aku cakap kau tak tahu berapa besar pe hantu dia ni.
Dia bukan hantu dia haram jahat.
Dah binawi semua masuk. Dia bila kamera je.
Kamera saya
senyap. Bila off kamera kau tengok. Kau rasa ni dia tadi tengok sekarang dia kamera senyap. Nampak kat bawah tadi. Hidup rancak berbual. So dia have this, I wouldn't say a problem atau dia memang sengaja nak nampak
stage baik.
Stage fright. Camera shy lah.
I feel not camera shy. Dia sengaja. Sometimes in podcast, you must have a character that cari simpati.
Aku nak try lah. Aku nak try lah.
We have our own manager lah. That macam, apa ni? Mr. Ritter or something like that. Look over us. I got to know this person. She's very good at doing PR or that. So I asked her help like because kita pun baru, then she's a good follower for your podcast and some of the podcast. Then she like, korang dua kenapa ya? Asal suka bully TJ? Asal TJ tak ni? Aku cakap, no, this is not this. TJ dia memang gini. Dia kalau dia buka mulut, habis. Semua.
Falsafah semua keluar.
Bukan falsafah. macam-macam lah aku tak boleh cakap lagi
lah. No, like, I think when, who was that? Akmal and the other guy, what was his name?
Afik and the other guy lah.
Then it's like off camera lah. Hey, where Fidaus? Oh, that Barbie lah. That Barbie here. Then like, they were shocked, you know, when I call him that. Hey, why you call my friend Barbie? Barbie got meaning. What's the meaning?
Check your bagi phone. Aku apa istimewa lah. It's the short bagi form lah.
Oh, acronym lah.
Acronym. Then I say, okay, well, he's my Barbie, bro.
Sebab people tengok bila buat live, TJ ni senyap. Tak banyak berbual.
Boleh nampak lah. Kat sini boleh nampak.
Boleh nampak. Dia on camera gitu.
Dia on camera, dia macam.
Kira macam goody two shoes.
The most most, dia boleh cakap, the melody defense is, korang berbual Melayu, aku tak faham.
Tak, padahal dia Melayu. Dia sekolah belajar Melayu.
Tadi pun Melayu dengan kita.
Aku cakap, dia kamjat on camera. Dia besar baik kamjat.
Bro, acronym, you read out.
What's the, mana? Oh, ni.
Bagiku awak begitu istimewa.
Babi. Jadi babi.
Pasal aku cakap, gila babi korang ni.
Dah gila babi baru.
Kesian tu babi.
So, korang di-invite oleh Sean, right? And you guys tahu kita punya podcast ni pasal apa kan?
Yes, yes, kita tahu.
Actually, so, korang interested tak on that part? Yes, interested yes, atau?
Actually, for me, like, I like, how you say, penakut.
Penakut.
Okay. You know, like, I mean, I used to be like, quite like horror movie. I
okay, run. Phobia kau dalam horror movie cerita apa?
Phobia, I think, The Shining.
Shining.
Ooh,
okay, The Shining.
That was old school one. Then they had a few, I mean, now I don't watch that. That's why I stay away.
Besar apa yang pernah tu?
Tapi I mean, minta, yeah, minta tau.
Minta. Tapi dia minta.
But okay,
minta.
I thought that is a character asking lah.
Kau punya dia alter ego eh?
Dia masuk character lah.
Oh, ini character. Dia kira macam on camera, off camera lah. On camera dia lain, off camera dia lain.
Exactly.
Dia kalau gitu, kalau dah lepas camera, boleh lain. Itu lagi masalah.
Saya was saying just now, downstairs, so, hey bro, today don't want do evil. I become the saint.
Saint, eh?
Saint takut lah, bro. See, later all the hair was standing.
Tu kalau diri tu nampak sangat berdiri.
Sama level dengan aku.
Eh, sorry, kau pun
lupa. Sama level kan.
Tadi actually bila time kita masuk sini kan, tadi I think Fidaus was saying tempat ni, you were saying that actually this area, you cakap tempat ni keras for you, why?
Because one thing, aku kadang-kadang malam ada buat Grab or that kan. Also I did Foodpanda. Sebab aku tengah on break for my actual work. Dan aku kadang-kadang ada hantar juga makanan kat atas sini. Dia punya pananik leaf tu ada bulu rumah menaik. Tadi aku daripada orang aku cakap, tak ada apa-apa lah sini, tak ada apa-apa. Dan hati aku,
macam tempat kau duduk tu.
Macam tadi, because aku a person that, to be frank, I think I spoke to Sean. I'm a person tak, I speak to you guys that I'm a person is not a believer of hantu. Okay, even though my experience kat rumah, I face it before all that. To me, jin dan syaitan dujana ni is always exist lah. Jin dan syaitan dujana ni is always exist. Cuma diorang, they were just lingering around to people macam TJ penakut gini kan. Definitely they were linger around. Pasal, because to them, kau lah penakut, aku lagi suka suka menghindari kau. Pintu terbuka, aku ingat dia benda dia macam tiba-tiba pintu terbuka. Tengah bubal.
No, automatic. Every 10 minute dia buka tutup.
Kau kangen.
I think when I came back home late at night at times, I think maybe because I'm drunk, that's why cannot feel.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Cannot feel.
Oh no, the thing drink with you also. Baik-baik nak kacau tak jadi.
Seronok betul.
Betul lah, dengar, capture
dia
semua.
Dia nak jatuh. Dia nak jatuh tu, nak kena sedut.
Eh guys, jemput minum.
Kita dah kena.
Kita dah ada.
Sebelum kita nanti kita start ni kan, you minum dulu, rasa dulu.
Okay, taste lah.
Dia punya slogan for A1 Cendol and Durian ni kan, is apa tau, is richness worth a second cup. Literally, when I first started drinking this, literally on the same hour, I had my second cup.
Pasal diorang pun skeptical dengan air dia. Betul ni.
Because the first thing about my, like, I'm not a picky eater sangat, but when it comes to cendol kan, aku fikirkan whenever I drink cendol lah, ni since young, every time I drink cendol nanti tekak aku gatal rabak, macam gatal literally macam nak buka.
Dia bukan kau gatal lah.
Actually dia memang gatal.
Itu biasalah. Laki aku dah streamer je.
Dia gatal luar.
Kita lelaki pun tak gatal.
Dia kan
gatal.
Yalah, boleh. So
ini kalau orang datang podcast kita, rabak ni orang kena.
So aku dengar cendol, cendol, aku tak sangat lah, macam tak favorite sangat cendol.
The quality is very very good.
So once the first time pergi sana, jumpa orang kan, then dia kasi ni lah, kita beli lah, beli kali minum.
Steam so ni
tu tak apa, yang orang lain introduce kat aku, orang lain semua minum satu je.
so guys, let's do a product review about A1 Cendol and Durian.
Betul. Yeah. So, kita dah lama dengan diorang eh.
Consider
lah. We have taste everything.
Everything?
No lah.
Tak lah.
Most lah. Most.
Alright, so aku, macam aku pernah terasa, what is it called? Masam wang, but with avocado.
Oh, yes.
Which is very, how say, you can taste the richness. Every bit of the avocado.
Tak ada, aku tak nak kau cerita tu. Apa favourite kau ni actually?
Kejap. Aku nak cakap ni avocado. Saya puas sikit. The avocado tu, the taste legitly, sumpah lila, ini bukan dia orang bayar aku untuk cakap ni eh. Dia per taste avocado really rasa. And also, the punya, you know, the fatness of the Mao San Wang punya durian tu. Per, aku bilang kau. Memang berlemak berkrim guys.
Campak kat muka orang, kena kat mata. Mm-mm. Lidah boleh keluar-keluar saya cari.
Yes. And talking saying about favorite. Aku punya current favorite currently is the mango smoothie.
Apa korangnya favorite ya? Apa? Your favorite.
Apa? Creamy corn.
Cookies and cream.
No.
Oh. Dia ada yang creamy corn.
Creamy corn.
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh. Why
Because it's nice lah.
Because it's creamy lah.
But I know that you seldom eat corn. But why you like corn?
Betul lah.
Aku pelik tu. Kau.
Oh, aku actually I've tasted twice vanilla cornflakes.
Huh.
Aku pula
okay, apa rasa ni? Selain dia vanilla lah.
Okay, first thing first, pasal dia punya texture of the cornflakes for crunchiness dalam in a like a blended punya drink.
Is it macam frosty flake punya?
A little bit. You mean the apa yang
cereal tu?
Yeah, cereal yang frost apa lewan. So kalau dia pakai cornflakes biasa je pun, because of the vanilla ada sweetness kan. So instead of very like liquid form macam dulu kita makan cornflakes dengan susu kan. Vanilla and cornflakes. Puh, I tell you.
Oh, dia compliments each other.
Yeah. It compliments each other satu. The richness way, way better than, aku dah tak boleh, kira aku dah tak payah bayangkan makan cornflakes dengan susu lagi.
Atau honey star dengan ni.
Honey star is sweet lah. So it's another thing lah.
Dia macam makan vanilla ice cream dengan.
Yes, correct. Makan vanilla ice cream, dia punya rasa dia macam makan vanilla ice cream with flakes, with cornflakes.
Yeah.
Oh lama, I tell you.
Kau je.
Mango smoothie, brother.
Kau favorite kau lah?
One of the top list lah. Second will be the durian smoothie.
Smoothie.
Pasal aku not a fan of cendol. My wife is. She tried the apa ni, durian cendol lah.
The signature one.
Is it the signature one?
Penang.
Yeah, then her review was superb lah. Everything is on point.
Ni orang luar eh cakap.
Orang luar
tau cakap.
Bukan bayar tau.
So untuk aku biasa lah. Aku actually tak suka makan durian. Tapi semenjak ada sponsor ni kan, aku punya durian punya addiction gila babi tu. Every time nak podcast, aku mesti dalam hati, siar durian datang, siar sedap, siar durian datang. And you see how the way I eat, korang dengar eh, aku makan tau. It's not drink eh. Yelah, memang sedap lah. The whole thing is nice. But when it comes to that paste, the pure extract of the real pure durian tu, boleh rasa tau dia punya difference. I'm not talking about difference of macam yang dah apa artificial one and the real one. A1 cendol punya durian punya extract tu is totally pure, is real, is original. But kalau kau perasan, every time kau makan, kau minum and makan that durian punya tu, dia ada different kind of taste. The A1 cendol yang share, dia kata every durian comes the punya taste is sedap, but you can taste there's a difference because it's different kind of durian.
Yes. Kau imagine kalau kau dapat yang kuning-kuning
punya. Oh, sedap.
Kuning
Bukit Mahal. And also as I know apa AJ kan, dia pula suka kopi. He drinks a lot of coffee, pokai semua kan. But although Iwan Cindul have hazelnut coffee, caramel coffee, roasted Irish coffee, I think you drank once kan, roasted Irish coffee.
Aku lagi prefer, it's nice tapi the durian overwhelm aduk. Sorry lah, aku cannot go get over durian. Dia can be durian cendol, can be
durian smoothie.
So apa-apa yang kena mengenai durian tu, aku ambil. Aku will want to get more and more and more and more. Lagi kan, even without podcast kan, aku kadang-kadang order.
Agak dah.
Support lah, support.
Yalah, dia bukan support. Dia addictive. And of course lah, supporting support lah. But it's so addictive that aku sampai order kat Grab.
Berapa tu harga dia?
Probably around the same price yang ni lah. Tapi cuma Grab of course got extra.
Ada extra. Delivery charges lah. So dalam... dalam a better way to put it for AJ is that his support is very addictive.
Yes.
So kalau korang yang mendengar tu dah rasa korang agak addicted.
Yes.
Confirm.
Meninggal babe.
Jangan cakap gitu.
Mata putih babe.
Mata putih. Mata hitam hilang.
Mata dia putih dia naik. Besok baru datang balik.
So like I said just now, for coffee lovers ah, A1 cendol and durian also, like just now I mentioned roasted Irish coffee, caramel coffee, hazelnut coffee, and they also have cappuccino.
Hey, what about the fruits lovers ah?
Ah, the fruits lovers too. Actually, I've tried the strawberry smoothie. That is
strawberry smoothie juga time tu.
Macam makan ice cream dengan strawberry.
Si Pontianak tu makan.
Oh yes.
Masya-Allah.
I got share with the Pontianak ah.
You got share.
Apa? Aku ingat durian je sedap, the strawberry pun sedap je.
So I'm actually wondering I should have ordered like blueberry tu. I want to try the blueberry.
Yeah,
actually.
I think next year.
Next year I will definitely.
Actually, I wanted to try the cookies and cream because it is recommended by it's chef recommended. It's chef recommended. So maybe in the next time cookies and cream.
Yeah. Korang kena try lychee dia.
Yes, I try that also.
You try both of you try already kan.
Okay. Senang macam gini. Next punya podcast, I pick for you, you pick for him, you pick for him, you pick for him, you pick for me.
Jam.
Can
boleh? Okay. Boleh.
Tapi no coffee lah. You don't put coffee inside the menu.
Boleh kan?
Okay. Balik tak boleh tidur.
Alright. Bagus lah, you boleh edit.
Okay, KJ.
Yeah.
So what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the menu ni. Because menu dia buat mata aku macam terkebil-kebil lah.
Rambang lah.
So aku tengah planning. Besok aku nak beli apa ni?
Hey, actually I was
Cek dia pergi sana. Dia beli.
Tak. Kita tahu dia akan pergi sana.
Dia kalau dekat Tampines punya side, dia akan singgah.
Ada kalian tanya aku, Ian kau pergi tak Iwan? Jumpa kat Iwan lah.
Actually I was thinking about going tomorrow juga.
Okay guys, mana kita boleh dapat ni Iwan cendol?
Sila KJ.
Okay guys, so korang kalau korang dekat area east side, korang can just come down to block A22 Tampines Street 81. And the unit number is
01186.
Okay, so if korang area luar daripada Tampines ataupun luar daripada whatsoever, but still nak rasa, you know, the Iwan Cindo and durian punya products, korang can just lungsuri, can just search them out dekat Grab ada juga kan?
Grab, I'm not too sure if you're out of the zone, you can find. Tapi kalau, if I'm not wrong, Iwan Cendol covers Bedok, Changi, Simi, Tampines and Pasir Ris. Out of the zone, if there's no, you can't locate, cannot find the Iwan Cendol, you can go straight to their IG, DM them, place your order.
Yes.
And then we deliver them to you directly, right?
If it's above $100 of worth of drinks, it will be free delivery.
Yes, correct.
So what if it's below 100?
Depends on what kind of what kind of delivery you're taking. If it's Grab, apa Grab
Express, Grab Express, Express Lalamove, Lalamove. Okay.
It depends on the pricing ah.
Okay, alright. Okay, guys, do get your signature drinks ASAP.
Hey, one last one. I heard they have for corporate events as well, right?
Oh yeah, yes. Corporate event and wedding.
Yeah.
Any event actually, any event they also can cater for you guys.
Betul.
Yes. So just beep them lah for whatever events that you have. Then they can come up with the MOP and stuff lah.
Yes.
Yeah. So guys, dia punya kedai ni actually very easy. Tampines West dah.
Yes.
There are Tampines East, West and Tampines. So kalau tak tahu macam lost. It's located at Tampines, nearby Tampines West CC.
Opposite Temasek Poly satu.
Opposite orang panggil Padang Mango. Temasek Poly lah.
Okay lah, you can Temasek Poly is just across the field lah. Easy to say lah.